My name is David Atkinson of Lancaster. I'm the former Vice President of Operations of the Wausau Paper Mill that was located in Groveton. I chose not to move out of the area and to stay in our beautiful North Country and be around and hopefully to contribute to the restoration of our fragile economy. I'm wearing orange, actually on purpose tonight. I have a lot of respect for many of the folks that are here in orange. So I think that we need to compromise. Mark Chelsea, Ellen, I mean, there's a lot of good friends I have here that, deserve to be heard. That being said, I want to encourage the Department of Energy to support the proposed route because I believe it is the least environmentally impactful option available. As a method of protecting the environment, countless environmental laws, regulations require that new development take place within the footprint of existing development. This is an accepted approach to minimizing environmental impacts that many environmental groups have lobbied in favor of over the years. For a great majority of the proposed route, the Northern Pass follows this same approach. It proposes putting new power lines where power lines already exist. As many hikers, hunters, recreational vehicle owners can attest, the land is already cleared and maintained for the purpose of hosting power lines, and the environmental disruption will be minimal compared to clearing a new route or digging a 180-mile trench underground. Can there be more underground? Possibly. I think, as Alan just said, that's worth some more exploration. It's my understanding that less than 1% of the electric transmission lines in our nation are buried. Yes, cost is probably a driver in this statistic, but I suspect that the negative environmental impact of trenching is also a significant contributor, should be studied and looked at. As a businessman, a long-term resident, and a concerned citizen, it is very troubling to hear environmental special interests and some elected officials question the Northern Pass's use of the forest. I find it very interesting that some of these special interest groups actively opposing Northern Pass were supportive of the wind towers that are spread across our northern forest. These towers are over four times the height of the proposed tower in this project. The National Forests and the Weeks Act were set up to allow for all uses. These are not national parks. These are areas that are meant not only to protect land and provide recreational opportunity, but also to support the economic viability of the region. In my experience, a lot of the people opposed to the Northern Pass are not directly impacted by the project. Not everyone in this room. But many are simply want to stop any type of economic activity in the region. I often refer to these people as citizens against absolutely everything. We need business investment in our region. We need the jobs, even the short-term ones. Our communities need the increased tax base so that we can invest in our schools and our community infrastructure. I spent much of last year as the building committee chairman for the White Mountain Regional High School Career and Tech Education Project. This good project was not supported in large part due to the residential taxpayers having to carry too much of a burden. Business investment, like the Northern Pass, is important in our region to help replace the large tax revenue vacuum created when the mill closed the doors nearly a decade ago.
Are you almost done, David?
I am almost done. I received an unsolicited direct mailing yesterday in my mailbox. It provided a very simple comparison of 1,200 megawatts of clean hydropower to the construction of two nuclear plants the size of Vermont Yankee, three coal-fired plants, 3,300 wind turbines, or over 24,000 acres of solar panels. My mind was made up already, but this unsolicited direct mail piece was quite a powerful affirmation and reinforcement of my position. Finally, I would encourage the DOE to approve this project route as it represents a good compromise. I hope there's more compromise. And in my assessment, it's a good project. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Dave.